Maybe my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel at home. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel at home. Feel at home. Hello, you're listening to the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning. And this is the half-hour show that brings you stories and music from the American road. And this week, this is another one of our shows coming to you from way over in Scotland. And this week we're going to sit down with Mary's dad, Ian. And you probably recall Mary from some of the other shows where I've talked about meeting her at the Burning Man Festival and then heading across the ocean to see what things were like in her home in Scotland. And one of the things that I noticed right away when I got here was that her dad has a fantastic collection of music. He's got I guess you'd call it a hutch, a bureau, a dresser or something that sets in the living room, and there's CDs all over the top of it, and there's 16 drawers in this thing, and each one of them is just about the right size for CDs, probably would hold 25 CDs or so in each drawer. And I guess they've told stories about having parties here where people would just pick out which drawer, one over, you know, like maybe three doors over, three doors down, pick the seventh CD and play track number, whatever, just to find some different way to play music. So so Ian is sitting here with me.
I do.
and we've had tea, as you call it. We've had dinner, as yes, I might say, and a couple beers. Which is good, and Ian's got a stack of CDs in front of him that we're going to crack into. He's picked out a couple songs to play, and the first one is somebody I've never heard of, Michael Mara.
Michael Mara, yes, from Dundee, which is about 70 miles south of Aberdeen, which is where we are. He is an itinerant musician, I think you'd call him. He writes songs. He sings them, plays the piano, and travels about the country.
So he's still alive then? Still
doing that? Oh, yes. He's probably, I suppose, I expect he's in his 40s, a relatively young man.
Not really.
He tends to write quite quirky songs. I think the one I've chosen there is based on a historical incident that happened in 1877. When a General Grant came from the States to visit the city of Dundee, so he's written a little song about it. His songs tend to be stories, and they tend to be amusing as well. Dundee is right on the estuary of one of Scotland's largest rivers. And there, certainly back in 1877, there was an extremely long railway bridge that ran from one side to the other, probably about a mile. A very few years after this, in fact, there was a big disaster and the railway bridge collapsed into the sea at the same time as a train was going across it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's been rebuilt, so there's still a bridge there. But anyway, this is his story about this little town and its strange railway bridge and the visit from General Grant. Yeah, I thought it was quite appropriate.
The victorious general in the American Civil War. All right. Well, then let's spin that one. See how that goes. So, Michael Mara.
U.S. Grant paid a visit to my hometown. They spruced it up with a lick of paint and they showed him round. Two bands played in fierce competition as the rain fell down. The general said, "What a mighty long bridge to such a mighty little old town." ¶¶ man called Walt hung from a window with the stars and stripes. And the orphan boy sung Alouette, sweetness and light, as they sang. Fire bell rang, and they ran for their lives. The well-trained little orphans, and the precious little song, said the general's wife. The carriage was called to the Magdalen Green before the darkness fell. With a short stop over for the ladies' convenience at the Royal Hotel. The general frowned through the last of the speeches, though he took it well. What a pretty little bandstand and a lovely little steeple. What charming little houses and such cheerful little people. What a mighty long bridge to such a mighty little old town. Grant paid a visit to my hometown. They spruced it up with a lick of paint, and they showed him round. Two bands played in fierce competition as the rain fell down. What a pretty little bandstand and a lovely little steeple. What charming little houses and such cheerful little people. But what a mighty long bridge to such a mighty little old town.
Alright, so that was Michael Mara there, who is, does he live in Dundee?
Yeah, I believe so.
So he's, so that fits right in with what I try to put on the show, which is, here we go, on to the next track. So, but does fit in well with what I try to do with the show, which is to put on other musicians like myself that don't necessarily have the big record contract or anything.
Yeah, well, he puts out occasional CDs, and the last time I came across him was just the other weekend. When I came across a handmade flyer sticking in the window of a house a few miles from here, and it was advertising Michael Mara appearing, and the venue was called the Tin Shack in a village which we recently went to trying to find this Tin Shack, and even though the village only has 40 houses in it, we still couldn't find it, so it'll be somewhere in the neighborhood. Anyway, he's playing there tomorrow evening, in fact.
Oh, geez.
But 40 miles from here, I suppose. So he travels about.
Does his thing out of Dundee, Scotland.
Yeah.
And so next, we've got Richard Thompson. He's from over here, is he not?
He's English. There is a connection between him and Michael Mara, and the last time I've seen Richard Thompson a couple of times, and the last time he was in Aberdeen, his support act was Michael Mara.
And support, I learned quickly when I came over here, is what in the States we would call that opening for someone.
He was the opening act, yes.
Right. Opening act,
yeah. And Richard Thompson had top billing. Yeah, he was top of the bill, right? Because he's international.
Oh yeah,
quite
yeah,
well known, and he's lots of people have recorded his music. In fact, I've got another album kicking about here. Has got played by.
Oh yeah, yeah, a whole bunch of other folks playing Richard Thompson.
Yes, we've got the Five Blind Boys of Alabama playing "Dimming of the Day."
Yeah, what's the name of that disc?
This is a thing called Beat the Retreat.
Beat the Retreat. So it's a whole bunch of Richard Thompson songs done by other artists.
We've got Loudon Wainwright III and Sean Colvin. R.E.M., people like that. So he's fairly well known. In fact, he lives in the States now, so he should be getting more well known over there.
And the song you picked out, I've heard by several groups, but I don't think I've ever heard it by Richard Thompson. Like, I've heard it, like, at an open mic night by a guy that just sang it, so I wanted to cry.
Yes, yes. My son plays it, yes. He's got a version of it, and he's got a bluegrass band, and he managed to adapt it for the bluegrass band, and it comes across very well. And I thought, well, maybe this is he's short-circuiting this. Songs that we produce over here drift across the Atlantic and come back in some new form a few years later, maybe 50 years later. He's short-circuiting that and trying to do it faster. Yeah. But in fact, I discovered that Del Mercury Band recorded it about 10 years ago, I think. So it's been done already. Anyway, this one's called 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. Right, and it's about the days when Britain was quite big and making manufacturing motorbikes back in the 50s. There were lots of them, and they were state of the art at that time. The guys in leather would go out to race and do the turn up, which I believe is still an American expression. Do 100. Do 100 miles an hour. And they would do this around about. There was a particular nice bit of straight bit of road on a little bit of a hill to give them a head start, a bit north of London. And this story is, in this Richard Thompson song, is set round about there. Right, so it's about really a race on a motorbike. An old-fashioned motorbike, you would think these days. So,
right, shall we give it a spin?
We can give it a spin.
James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Bucks Hill they did ride. Oh, says James to Red Molly, is a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I give you my Vincent to ride. come down, a Red Molly called Sergeant McRae. For they're taking a young James A. D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of a road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. I said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Mountains and Indians and Grievous's won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Oh, he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Vincent Black Lightning there by Richard Thompson, and there's a picture in the CD of Richard Thompson leaning against a Vincent Black Lightning motorbike, and it looks like a very stripped down Harley Davidson, all black and color, and it looks like, what I can make out, it's got a V-twin motor like a Harley would, but it like I said, very stripped down, so it definitely would be a really fat big motor, small bike.
Yep. And worth mentioning that, apart from being a good storyteller, I think it's a cracking good story, that, but yes, he plays the guitar on it as well. I've seen him do that live, and it's really pretty good. There's some intricate picking going on there. He's recognised as being one of the best of the acoustic guitarists in the UK, has been for years. He'd been at it for a long time. He started in a folk rock band called Fairport Convention.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Well, he was one of the founder members of that when he was 17 years old.
Wow.
So he'd been doing this for a long time and writing songs for the band from that point. So he's part of very much English folk tradition. And he's, I say, renowned. He, for a long time, he toured with his wife, Linda Thompson. They broke up many years ago, but my next song is actually another one of his, sung by his touring partner at that point. And it shows just a different aspect of his story writing. He seems to be able to get into the heads of people in all sorts of situations, and even though it's not particularly a song that he would sing, I don't think I've heard him sing a version of this. It was obviously written for his wife or for a woman to sing. Another side of the man. Can we go with this one now?
Yeah, so this is called Withered, and
Withered and Died.
So it's a Richard Thompson song sung by
Linda Thompson.
Yeah. And Richard's doing the backup.
He's in the background and he's playing guitar, yes.
Dreams have withered.
Linda Thompson there with Richard Thompson in the background. A song called "Withered and Died." We were discussing Scotch whiskey while that song was on, and we're gonna try and fit in one more song. You're listening to the My Home Is on the Road show, hanging out in the Nairn living room over outside of Aberdeen, Scotland, with Mary's dad. You've heard about Mary's dad in previous shows. Well, you've heard about Mary in previous shows. The gal I met at the Burning Man Festival, and her dad has a fantastic collection of music, so we're just sitting down with a couple beers and playing some tunes on this show. And the next tune we're going to hear is one from a guy called Beefheart. So tell me about him.
I suppose he comes from a small town in the States. I think his real name is Don Van Vliet. And he was at school with a guy called Zappa. you can't imagine how keen the small town must have been to get rid of the pair of them. Eventually, they did eventually leave, became Frank Zappa and Captain Beefheart. I suppose I started getting into this stuff back about 67, I suppose. 68 is when I first came across it. I like blues type stuff, and at that point, he was very close to the blues. I think he'd... Howlin' Wolf was, I think, who he based his voice, his vocal style on. And basically, I suppose, initially it was just rock and roll bands he played in. Anyway, he'd gone on to do some pretty astonishing stuff, of which most of it, is, I would say, is probably inaccessible to the average music listener, because it gets pretty strange and weird. I think Trout Mask Replica was his magnum opus, and that is seriously weird, but well worth listening to. Extraordinary music, extraordinary. Anyway, this is one, the one I've chosen here is a bit more accessible, but it still shows off the splendid broken rhythms that he really likes. The rhythmically, this is really entertaining music. This is very, very good stuff. I don't know if it's so much of a storytelling like we had from Richard Thompson, but yeah, there is a bit of a story in this one. This one's called
The Long Neck
Long
Blues.
Neck Bottles.
Right, we'll get that going. So you can... All right.
And it's considerably different from what you've had so far.
Woman like long neck bottles and a big head on her beard. I don't like to talk about my women, but I hold that woman dear. Well, one night she got to drinking, got out and shut up the town. I'll be damned, she didn't bring an airplane down. I don't like to talk about my women, but this one sure could shut them down. Talk about my women, but this one sure could chill them down. One night she stopped drinking down by the river. She tied up the river and backed the ocean down. I don't like to talk about no my women. This one sure could hold her long neck bottle beer down. Town. Cause she picked them up a plenty and she laid a lot of them down. Woman like long neck bottles and a big head on her beard. Now you got that down, you got that down. Well, I don't like to talk about my women, but I'm gonna do it.
All right, so we're gonna fade B-Fart down just a little bit because we are actually running out of time, which is amazing. But we will do this again. So I want to give thank you, Ian, for sharing some tunes. And you've got a whole lot more CDs lined up that we could get to. So we'll do this again. And we'll do this again down the road. You've been listening to the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning. More about my music, the show, go to davemanning.net. And a big thank you to... Nathan, all the folks at Groundswell Media Productions who put together DaveManning.net. So safe travels and have yourself a fantastic day.
Right out of town. Well, one night she got to drinking, got out and shot up the town. I'll be damned she didn't bring an airplane down. I don't like to talk about my women, but this one, shout to chuck them down.